Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by
Alan Brooks. I'm one of the co-founders of the Alexandria Drive-In.
Awesome. And it returns this Saturday on Halloween and runs all the way into December. So at ALX Community in the Garden, I know we interviewed you guys back in August when you were launching it over the summer. So this is an encore series.
Yeah.
Just describe how, you know, it went so well in the summer that you decided to bring it back.
Yeah, well, it, you know, right now people are so excited and enthusiastic to have something that feels like you're doing with other people. And the drive-in is a safe and exciting way to do that. We really had no idea what we were getting into when we started back in the summer. And we launched, sold out the run of 6 weeks in 4 days. And we kind of knew we were onto something, that people were just pumped to be doing something and enjoying going to the movies again. And doing it in a way that felt a little bit nostalgic, even if you had never been to a drive-in, it felt like something that our parents did. And you know, it was just exciting to get out and get engaged again. So when we sold out after 4 days, we knew that we couldn't just stop after those 6 nights. And we have a great, great relationship with Stonebridge, who are the owners of the property on which the drive-in is running. And started talking to them almost immediately about how we could extend. And it took a couple of weeks of taking a break and resetting. We hired some staff, so it's actually become a job creation engine in Northern Virginia too. And now we got 5 or 6 more weeks coming up with some really exciting movies.
Awesome. Now explain, I know it's at 501 Eisenhower Avenue at the outside the office building. At least last I checked, that no one was in the office building because of COVID. Describe sort of the setup, like the layout of the parking lot when our listeners pull in, you know, what are they going to see?
So the parking lot's actually massive. The building is the property is about a half mile long from end to end. And so we have a lot of room to get people off the street. Eisenhower Avenue is relatively, you know, small street for 200 cars a night coming in. And now that with this run, we're going to be doing double features. So we've really made an efficiency out of how to get people in and out. So you drive in to the east end of the parking lot at 5001 Eisenhower, closest to the Commonwealth One Bank. And you'll get checked in. You'll get a welcome bag that'll give you all the information about how to order food from one of our staff. And then you're going to be directed to drive past the actual office building. And we're in the west side parking lot where the parking, the food trucks, the bathrooms, and the screen are. And then our parking staff will take care of you, get you set up. And then you don't have to, we ask that you not leave your car for any reason other than to use the restroom if you have to. And if you do so, you have to wear a mask, obviously. And other than that, the food comes to your car like a very, very hyper-local Uber Eats, right? You dial in on your app with our partners at GoodFind, and one of our staff will bring your food to your car in about 15 minutes.
That's great. And so you said that it's called GoodFind. That's like a little app. You just sit
right
in your car, you order it, and they bring it right to your window?
Yeah, GoodFind. Good find. They're awesome. They've been an amazing partner since the second week of the drive-in, and they're actually helping us with our ticketing system this time too. They're another local organization. We've tried to engage as many local companies and businesses and nonprofits as possible to be engaged in this, because the whole thing is a fully for charity event. It's any profits go either directly to our nonprofit partners or the staff that we've hired. So it's either making jobs or giving to charity.
Now, I know over the summer it was Act for Alexandria and Athena Rapid Response. Is that the same charities this time?
It's actually not. So this time we're benefiting five local charities. Athena Rapid Response Innovation Lab is actually founded by us at the Garden and Building Momentum. And so they're the fiduciary partner in this. So the nonprofit that's actually running the drive-in is Athena, financially running the drive-in is Athena. And so they maintain as one of our beneficiaries. And I'm going to start this whole thing over because I'm rambling.
No worries.
Okay.
Actually, it's different this time. We have five awesome charities that we're benefiting this time throughout the next run. The National Breast Cancer Research Foundation, Volunteer Alexandria, the Scholarship Fund of Alexandria, of which I am actually a beneficiary 1,000 years ago. Jerez Place and Athena Rapid Response Innovation Lab is getting a benefit again as well. They're actually the nonprofit that we founded at the Garden and Building Momentum. And we've already used money from the first one, the first set of movies, to provide free desks to kids in Alexandria who don't have the money to go out and buy one to do distance learning at their houses.
That's great. Awesome. Well, so not only a good cause, you can also have a good time and watch some of these movies. Let's talk some of the movies.
Yeah, man.
Now, obviously, we won't have time to go one by one. So let me see if I can try to group them together by weekend or something like that. All right, so it all kicks off this weekend with a Halloween-themed double feature of Casper and the Mummy. Talk about why you wanted to, you know, it's pretty obvious, but why for Halloween?
What's great about all these movies is that we were able to theme them a little bit. So one of the things that we really wanted to do this time was provide an ability for parents and families to come out and see movies every weekend too. Last time the movie didn't start until about 8:30, 9 o'clock. And so it was pretty late. And so this time we're starting with an earlier movie on our double feature nights that is more family friendly. And then we're doing a more kind of everybody focused movie in the evening. So PG-13 versus PG earlier in the day. So this weekend for Halloween, we've got a great set of Halloween movies. Casper from 1995, I think. The Christina Ricci classic. It's, you know, just a little scary, but not too scary if you want to bring your kiddos, even as young as, you know, 4 or 5. And then if you're sticking around for the second feature, it's the Brendan Fraser, Rachel Weisz Mummy. It is an awesome classic adventure movie that kind of still holds up. And it's a blast. And it's going to be, just enough of a scare for Halloween and something to do on Halloween when, you know, the Departments of Health are saying that it's going to be tough to trick or treat this year. So let's get out and do something fun, do something safe, and have a blast at the movies.
Perfectly said. All right. The following weekend, first weekend there in November, what do we got showing there?
First weekend in, November, we've got three movies over the course of the weekend. It's our first two-night event. Again, like I said, a family-friendly movie with Nanny McPhee at 5:30 on Saturday. We've got Race at 9 o'clock, Jesse Owens' story at the 1936 Olympics. On Sunday, we've got Fast and Furious. Well, it's not Fast and Furious. Fast and Furious presents Hobbs and Shaw.
It's a fun one.
Which is, one of the biggest action movies of the end of last year. Something you'll notice is that the vast majority of these movies are all from Universal Pictures. We've been working really closely with University Mall Theaters in Fairfax, Virginia, to allow us to, because it's for charity, get these movies from Universal at a very reasonable price for the drive-in. And so, Mark over at University Mall has been a huge partner and really, really helpful. And so these are all Universal movies except for one. And I'll talk about that in a minute. Should I just keep going?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
You mean you're ready for me to ask about the following weekend or did
sure.
you? Yeah. Okay. And then November 11th, we got some good family friendly ones.
14th. Yeah. November 14th, we've got Secret Life of Pets, an awesome, funny, great family movie. Again, it's, exactly the right amount of the right timing, rather. So Secret Life of Pets on the 14th at 5:30 is a great family movie, super funny, My kids love it. And then at 9 o'clock, Pitch Perfect, the first one, you know, we wanted to be able to provide movies kind of across the spectrum of interests so that there's not just action movies or just family movies or just comedies or just dramas. We really wanted to be able to provide people kind of everything. And so, you know, and last time, Mamma Mia, which is a musical, and this is as close to musical as I think we're going to be getting this time, sold out really quickly. So we want to make sure we follow that up.
Great. And then I know the following weekend after that, you have a couple good sports movies and animation.
That's right. Seabiscuit on Friday, the story about the Depression era racehorse, the Tobey Maguire movie. It's, you know, kind of a big underdog sports story. And then that's on Friday night, the 20th. On the 21st, How to Train Your Dragon, the first one. We really wanted to go back to the kind of first in the series for a lot of these and kind of give people the chance to retouch a movie that they might not have ever gotten a chance to see in theaters, especially kids who might have seen How to Train Your Dragon 3 or the TV show. This gives them a chance to get back out and see it. And then Saturday night at 9 is 42, Chadwick Boseman's movie about Jackie Robinson. It was really important to us to show one of Chad's movies at the drive-in this year. And this is the only non-Universal movie that we have on the list. But it was, like I said, it was 42 is an incredible story. It's the movie that really propelled Chadwick to the national stage. And we really wanted to honor him by having one of his films at the drive-in.
Yeah, that's the one that started it all for him. Okay, cool. And then the final weekend, you know, it'll be in December, so we get a couple holiday films.
Yeah, well, we kick off the weekend with Bourne Identity, which is about as far from Christmassy and holiday themed as you can get. But again,
that's more of like the Die Hard Christmas.
Listen, if I could have gotten Die Hard, man. We'd be showing that on Christmas Day. It's a Christmas movie, fight me. Bourne Identity is, again, like I said, we wanted to take it back to the originals of a lot of these series. And that first Bourne Identity is a really incredible piece of action filmmaking. But then Saturday the 5th is really Christmas holiday night. And we start off with The Grinch, which is already sold out, but I will say this, we always open tickets up as we get closer to it. If even with sellouts, we have some last minute cancellations, stay on our mailing list and make sure you're there, because if we do open up tickets, you won't be the first to know. And so we have The Grinch at 5:30 for families, and then we follow up with Love Actually at 9 o'clock. It's our only R-rated movie, but it's hard to do the holiday season without showing Love Actually. And love it or hate it, it's a really fun time to either really, you know, dive into the romantic comedy tropes or pick them apart and make fun of them all night long. So you'll have a blast no matter what you feel about Love Actually. And that'll wrap us up for the season. It's going to get a little too cold, a little too dark to keep it going. But we'll definitely be looking at coming back in the spring.
Awesome. And all the tickets are sold separately. So, you know, if you have kids and you're coming to The Grinch, you're not going to get shocked by some of those Martin Freeman scenes in Love Actually. You would.
Correct.
You know, you're not just sticking around for it. You got to do them separately, right?
Yeah. So even if you want to come to a double feature, which I strongly encourage you to do, we do ask that you buy separate tickets for each one. We will be clearing the lot and reparking after each movie. Parents who are coming to the earlier movies, you will not be stuck having to explain some stuff to your kids you're not quite ready for.
I love it. And $35 per car. Food trucks mm-hmm. will be there. You mentioned Good Find. There's so much going on, and it's going to be a great time. So, you know, before we run, anything, you know, just let's wrap up by why of all things our listeners can be doing. Why is this the perfect thing?
With us living in such uncertain times right now, it's nice to be able to come together around an activity that reminds us of something that is so beloved, like going to the movies. And the fact that our drive-in is wholly in benefit of local charities that are doing good in our community during these you know, uncertain and difficult times, it's not only doing something good for you, but it's doing something good for your neighbor by enjoying a movie. So there's really, it's really hard to imagine a better way to spend a Friday or Saturday night when it's cold outside than giving money to local charities, giving money to local businesses with our Good Find partners with the drive, with the food trucks, excuse me. And, you know, providing some jobs to local Alexandrians. So pretty much you can't spend a better dollar in the month of November than coming to the Alexandria Drive-In.
Awesome. Well, appreciate your time. We look forward to it. And thanks again for joining us.
Of course. Happy to be here.